On this episode, you will be listening to my interview with the founder of World Impact Development Organization, Mr. Dexter Kings Godwin, all the way from Abuja, Nigeria, West Africa.
Do you know that non-governmental organizations are working ceaselessly to make the world a better place?
We see a future where young people are connected and act together as agents of change.
Making the dream of children living in undeserved communities.
And I am well known for championing children's right to education.
Poverty alleviation, humanitarian aid.
Where every child, regardless of your geographical location,
healthcare,
socioeconomic status or religious background, will have access to quality education.
We are concerned about people's health and livelihood.
Leadership development and community development.
Yes, NGOs are working for the sustainability of all, especially the less privileged. Yes, their voice deserves to be heard. NGO Podcast is the voice of NGOs. I am Jimo Oluwatobishegun. Stay tuned. Hello, my great and wonderful listener. Welcome to another episode of NGO Podcast. I am your host, Jimo Oluwatobishegun. You can simply call me JOS. And this is the podcast where I'm simply working towards bringing the world non-government organizations to limelight by letting their voice be heard all around the world. On this podcast, I do have an interview session with either the founder, team lead, or representative of different non-governmental organizations on each episode, so that they will be able to tell the world more about the organization, how far they have gone, what they are up to, their latest project, and how they are moving on, being a non-for-profit organization. And also, on this podcast, we have the opportunity update session where we get to share with you, as a listener, the opportunities lying out there, such as fundings, opportunity, internship, scholarship, fellowship, and even lots more, of which we believe it will be of benefit to you, a listener, as the opportunity update session is all about updating you, a listener. And if you are listening to this podcast for the very first time, I want to thank you for tuning in today. And also, if you have always been my listener right from day one, I want to say a big thank you to you for tuning in today. Honestly, it's a great privilege to have someone special like you tuning in today also. Well, today on this show, I'm privileged to have another great personnel on my outset and to have an interactive section with this amazing man. He is the founder and the president of a non-governmental organization which is situated in the FCT Abuja, Nigeria, West Africa. Talking about World Impact Development Foundation. The organization focuses on poverty alleviation, humanitarian aid, education, leadership, community, and national development. My guest is an undergraduate from one of the prominent universities in Nigeria, talking about the University of Abuja, which is situated in Abuja, Nigeria, West Africa. He is also the consultant at Seal Resource Firm, a firm which consults for non-government organizations and businesses, both small and large-scale businesses. Hey listeners, join me in welcoming Sir Dexter Kings Godwin to my outset. Welcome, Sir Dexter Kings. Thank you for honoring my invitation and for joining me today on this episode of NGO Podcast. In brief, would you please tell our listeners like about you, like who you are, where you're from, and what you do as a person?
Hello, listeners. My name is Dexter Kingsley Godwin, and I'm from Abuja, Nigeria. I am the president of World Impact Development Foundation, a non-governmental organization that is involved in poverty alleviation, humanitarian aid, healthcare, educational development, entrepreneurship development, leadership development, capacity building, and generally community development. I'm a graduate from University of Abuja, Nigeria. I'm a social studies education graduate, and I also hold a professional development course in business management and business growth from Santa Clara University, California, United States of America. Well, I have been involved in several leadership and entrepreneurship development projects for young people. I've been involved in helping young people grow.
Great. As you made mention earlier, Sir Dexter, that you serve as the president of an NGO in the city of Abuja, Nigeria, West Africa. And would you please tell listeners more about this NGO, such as the mission statement, the vision, the issue you are trying to address in the society, and even lots more about the organization, sir?
The vision of the World Impact Development Foundation is to make global impact as we serve and seek to make the world a better place through sustainable partnership in the virtues of love, compassion, and kindness. While our mission is to raise, inspire, train, equip, and support emerging youth leaders around the world that aspire to influence and impact their world by championing sustainable projects and causes that would make positive impact on individuals and families, as well as transform communities. So that's what we do.
But sir, you are graduate, even being certified in different courses, nothing less than 5 courses, but why did you deem it fit or intend to run an NGO? Would you please tell us more about this, sir?
Well, I decided to run an NGO based on the inspiration that I received during the 2005-2006 youth conference with my mentor, my role model, and my life coach, Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome, when he talked about making an impact, making a change in your world. Specifically, Reverend Chris talked about how that every child is your child and how that we can make a difference in our community. So since that year, 2005, that inspiration has been in my heart to make a huge difference in my world. It's been so much in my heart. Since then, when I was a teenager, those inspiration has been in my heart to affect my world. When I look at Nigeria today, when I look at Africa as a whole, I'm inspired to do something that would cause a radical transformation and change, to do something that would affect the lives of young people, because young people need a better future. Africa needs a better future. Africa needs sustainable development. Africa needs the building of institutions that would cause a socioeconomic transformation in Africa. So that's been the inspiration in my heart. So simply put, I would say I'm inspired by God, and I've been inspired by my man of God, Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome, DSADD. And of course, these have been the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm looking at the fact that God has commanded us to do these things, to make a difference. And that's my motivation. That's why I do what I do. I'm convinced in my heart that we can make a change. We can make a tremendous change in our nation, in Africa as a continent, and in the world at large.
But sir, from my findings and research, I get to know that your organization, talking about World Impact Development Foundation, focuses much more on many things. I'm talking about poverty alleviation, humanitarian aid, educational leadership, community and national development. But why don't you catch a fish at a time instead of chasing many fishes? And would you please shed more light on this?
Well, the reason we do so many things, educational development, leadership development, community development, and national development at a time, is because of the vision that we have, which is very broad. There are so many areas that we can make a difference, and we as a foundation, we have chosen not to limit ourselves to one particular area when we can multitask and make much more impact in several areas. And that's why we are called the World Impact Development Foundation, because we make impact in several areas that has to do with several things, several initiatives. And this we do through our members, through our partners, through our volunteers who are from various fields. And there's so much that we can do, so there's actually no reason why we should limit ourselves. So that's why we do the things that we do.
Your organization focuses on many things, which means you'll be running many projects back to back. But my listeners would like to know, do you get grant for the fulfillment of this project, or you are affiliated with United Nations or with organization that helps in sponsoring the projects of your organization? I'll kindly tell my listeners about this, because they are clamoring to know, because they are wondering how you move on as an organization running many projects at a time.
Presently, our organization, the World Impact Development Foundation, is funded by members and partners of the organization. We haven't really been able to get an affiliation with any international donor or government agency in terms of receiving funds or grants. So far, all our projects have been sponsored by well-meaning individuals. You know, young people who believe in our vision, who are a part of every single project that, you know, we set our hearts to achieve. Once we make it known that this is what we are about to do and we publicize it, we send it to them via mails, you know, via social media and, you know, several other platforms that we communicate to our members on, you know, you find them that they respond to the projects that we have, because, you know, our members are people of like minds, and, you know, they are passionate about the same things that we as an NGO have to accomplish as our objectives. So whenever we announce a project that we want to embark on, you find out that our individual members, they are involved in whatever way they can be involved, in whatever capacity that they can. Some of them can donate whatever it is that they can donate in terms of, you know, in-kind gifts or in cash, because they are confident that, you know, whatever funds that they put into the foundation is channeled towards impacting lives. Also, we have been able to partner with other local and grassroots NGOs, but so far we haven't had any breakthrough, you know, having international donors or government agencies. So we just partner with individuals and other local NGOs in the organization of our projects and vision and the fulfillment of our vision.
Okay. You have no sponsor yet, right? But do you need a sponsor? If yes, what kind of sponsor do you really need? Would you please be specific?
Of course, sure. We do need, you know, we do need strategic partnership. We at World Impact Development Foundation, we strongly believe that strategic partnership and collaborations are essential to solving complex challenges and making maximum impact. There's no doubt about that. And we are continually working on developing a strong partnership network consisting of international organizations and foundations, you know, government agencies, institutions, corporate bodies, and other, you know, and other private donors. We are looking forward to having a relationship with, you know, all these kind of organizations in commitment to achieving our projects and other outstanding initiatives that are focused on positively affecting, you know, lives and transforming communities. So we do need sponsorship. We need every kind of sponsorship that we can get. And we call on, you know, international donors, we call on government agencies, we call on corporate organizations to partner with us and to sponsor our projects.
Despite the fact that you've gotten no sponsor yet, but yet you still keep working on many projects, would you please list few out of the projects you've worked on? My listeners would love to know.
For some of the projects that we have accomplished, well, let me talk about some of the projects that we've accomplished this year includes, you know, the Love My project. Then we also have accomplished in this year the Quest for Survivor project, and currently we are also working on the We Must Reach Out project. All those projects are projects that are in line with the United Nations, you know, Sustainable Development Goal number 2 on zero hunger. So these are food drive projects which we use to reach out to, you know, impoverished, you know, children, families, and people with disabilities living in slums, in shanty towns, in communities, and in villages. So also in this year, we've also had the Career and Educational Development Impact Seminar, in collaboration with Yile, an NGO based in Port Harcourt. We're able to organize, you know, an entrepreneurship development workshop and an entrepreneurship development and skills acquisition workshop.
Oh, great. You have an opportunity to work on many projects, but are you the only one working in this organization, or do you have workers you pay for? Can you tell us more about this, sir?
I'm not working alone in this organization. I have several people that I work with. Actually, most of them are members of the organization, and some of them are acting executives of the organization, and while the rest of them are volunteers. Currently, we do not have any paid staff or worker, but soon we are going to be expanding what we do to a much larger, you know, capacity and facility. So we are going to be employing the need of paid staff members.
But sir, most of the time, non-government organizations do clamor for volunteers and not workers. Why is this so in the industry of NGO? Would you please shed more light on this?
Well, the reason we have passionate volunteers and not workers yet is simply because of the funding. We believe that for you to engage paid workers, you must have a steady and reliable, you know, means and source of income to pay your workers their salary. And since we are still working on, you know, establishing the foundation, we don't see the reason, we don't see the need why we should have paid workers for now. We believe that we can take full advantage of, you know, volunteer workers to achieve the goals that we need to achieve right now.
Sir, as your organization have many arms of goals, including poverty alleviation, humanitarian aid, educational, leadership, community, and national development. But sir, how does this work together? I mean, are these various aims of the organization not affecting each other? How are you moving on with these various arms of goals? Would you please tell much more on this?
No, the various arms of the organization do not affect each other. That is why we have, you know, several people that are working on, you know, these projects. Like I said, I'm not the only one that is working on the organization. I have people that are working with me. And if this, you know, the poverty alleviation is just like an arm on its own. The humanitarian aid, educational development, community and national development are various arms inside the organization. And the plan is to have distinct departments that are interrelated but independent. So that's what we do. So everything falls down on, you know, strategic planning and careful carrying out of action plans. So we have our programs that we have already outlined for the year. We have programs that we have already outlined for the month. And whatever we're doing, though the departments may be distinct and may be independent, but we work as a team. We work with one mind. Whenever we say we want to achieve, you know, in terms of poverty alleviation, everybody in the various departments will have to focus their strengths in that area. Whatever we say we want to achieve in terms of educational development, everybody's attention will be geared towards that area. So these things are very, very achievable. It just requires that one has to plan carefully and strategically.
Good. As the president and the founder of the organization, kindly tell the world the present project the organization is working on.
The current project which we have on board right now is the We Must Reach Out project. The We Must Reach Out project is a food support project for internally displaced persons. And specifically, this project is aimed at reaching out to, you know, the Jebu Miango internally displaced person camp in Plateau State in Jos. So through this project, we hope to raise funds and to get people to donate food items that we can use to reach out to the people that are living in the internally displaced persons camp in Jebu Miango, Jos. Now, reports that have come to us is that a lot of people in internally displaced persons camp are dying out of hunger, are dying out of starvation and malnutrition. In fact, weird reports coming to us is that a lot of people in these camps are beginning to trade sex for food. You can imagine somebody giving out her body to another person to have sex with just because of food. So this is uncalled for. So we need to do something about this, and that is why we're having the We Must Reach Out, you know, project. This particular project in Miango camp is reaching out to over 500 people that are living in that camp. And the camp authorities have reached out to us and asking us to support them with food. So through this project, we hope to gather adequate food items and take it to this camp so that this camp and the people living in this camp will have adequate food that will last them for several months. So this is the current project that we are working on. If you check our site on our social media pages, you will find out that we've done so much campaigns on this project, and we are hoping for the public to respond to this project.
Regarding the latest project on the organization, how can our well-meaning listeners be of support to your organization and to the project so as to make the latest project a success? Do you please tell them how?
People can support our latest project simply by donating food You know, they can donate food items like rice, beans, garri, yam, you know, non-perishable food items. Also, for those people who cannot donate food items, but they can donate cash, whatever capacity that they can. We've had people that have donated, you know, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, whatever it is that you can donate, we call on you to donate. All you need to do is to get in touch with us, and we are going to tell you how you can, you know, be involved in our latest project in reaching out to, you know, Jebu Miango camp in Plateau State, just with foodstuffs and provisions. So when you get in touch with us, you know, you can check our Facebook page, World Impact Development Foundation. You find our numbers there. You can contact us. You can contact us through our email, mails2widf@gmail.com. You can send us a mail. You can reach us, however means you can reach us, get to us, and we'll tell you how you can be involved in our latest project.
Great. Except from the details you've given out recently for the projects you are currently running, what are the possible means of reaching the organization in case our well-meaning listeners might want to sponsor the organization itself directly or have any official discussion with you? Would you please give out the possible means of reaching you, sir?
Like I've said earlier on, our listeners can reach out to us on our email, mails2widf@gmail.com, mails2widf@gmail.com, or you can contact us on phone with these numbers, +234 808 997 5226. I'll take that again, +234 808 997 5226. You can also reach us on this other number, +234 903 152 5933. I take that again, +234 903 152 5933. So you can reach us on any of this number, or you can send us a mail. We really look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sir Dexter Skins, for coming through as my guest today. It's nice having you on the show. I value and celebrate you dearly.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure being on the show today, the NGO podcast show. And I want to thank you so much, Mr. Jimo, for what you're doing, heralding and, you know, broadcasting NGOs to the world. Thank you so much. It's my one pleasure to be here today with you.
Oh, welcome back from the interview section with Mr. Dexter Kings Godwin. I'm very sure you enjoy yourself with him. It's high time for me to go for the opportunity update, and I'll be right back in the jiffy. Stay tuned, stay connected. Don't dare go away. I'll be right back. Hey, it's time for opportunity update. Opportunity update on NGO podcast show. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the opportunity update corner on NGO podcast show. My name is Seifumi Adebote, and this week I've got one update on my desk. The National Information Technology Development Agency, NITDA, is offering scholarship programs in master's and doctorate degrees. To be qualified for this, you must be a Nigerian from any of the 36 states, including the FCT. You must have prior knowledge in information technology or related field. For the master's, you should have a first class or second class upper degree in information technology or related fields, and you must not have benefited from any of NITDA's scholarship scheme. For the PhD, you must be a university lecturer with a master's degree in information technology or related field, and then you are qualified to benefit from the 2016 National Information Technology Development Agency Scholarship. To register, visit scholarship.nitda.gov.ng, that is scholarship.nitda.gov.ng. Yes, and with this, I come to the end of the opportunity update on your NGO podcast show. Let's do this again sometime soon. Till then, keep it alive. I am Sheyi Fumi Adebote.
And welcome back from the Update Ghana. But before I bring this episode to a close, I would like to give out the possible means of reaching the World Impact Development Foundation for official reasons only. You can contact them via this phone number, +234 80 89 97 52 26. I take that again, +234 80 89 97 52 26. You can also reach them via their email address also, mails2widf@gmail.com. The mails is spelled as mails figure 2 widf@gmail.com. mails figure 2 widf@gmail.com. You can also follow them on Facebook for more updates, facebook.com/World Impact Development Foundation, facebook.com/World Impact Development Foundation. And with this, I come to the end of this episode, but don't forget to visit our website to listen to more episodes, www.ngopodcast.com.ng, www.ngopodcast.com.ng. I remain your dear host, Jimo Oluwatobi Segun. You can simply call me JOS. Join me next episode for an amazing show again. Don't forget, you have a vital role to play in the human race. Government cannot do it all for you. Be ready to do yours. Stay fresh, remain blessed. Peace.